This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The aftermath of the events in Paris of last Friday are going to play out over time, as we all know. The investigations, the politics, the retaliation, all of it is going to unfold over the coming months and years. The economic future of the European Union, though, could get its first reality check on Friday. There's an emergency EU summit at the end of the week, and topic A is going to be the EU's open borders, what's known as the Schengen Agreement, which, at least for now, allows for the free movement of goods and, more importantly in this case, people once they are inside the EU. Some countries, France included, have already increased screening at their borders, and there are calls to toss out the Schengen Agreement altogether. So Marketplace's Kimberly Adams gets us started today with what tightened borders might mean for business.
European businesses have gotten used to the open border policy. Bart Lemaire's potato exporting business in Belgium depends on it.
We are buying potatoes on the farms here in Europe. We are processing them and we are exporting our processed and fresh potatoes through Europe and through the world.
But his drivers have already noticed changes at borders.
We do see that there is more police on the roads. We do see that there is more attention given.
So far, Lemaire says the tightened borders haven't affected his business too much, but other parts of Europe are seeing bottlenecks. Robert Hanfield at North Carolina State University knows way more than most of us about the global supply chain.
They're struggling with getting food shipments on time. They're struggling with, you know, trucks that are bottled up at border crossings, trains that are being held up for inspection.
Companies whose job it is to move goods around are taking notice and preparing. Troy Cooper of XPO Logistics.
We expect in the future that there will be different border controls that will experience delays, but we'll adapt our optimization of our schedules and make sure that we are notifying customers.
With all the calls to dump the open border policy, multinational firms in particular could be vulnerable. Yossi Sheffi, a transportation logistics expert at MIT, says they may have to bring back some old strategies.
It used to be that they had a distribution center in every European country. It was a very inefficient system. The system now is much more efficient as long as the borders are open and allow for free flow of goods.
And right now, many Europeans want the free flow of goods and people stopped. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.